This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hello everybody, welcome back to The Listening Room. My name's Ken Young, and we're going to start today's program with some Beethoven and the third movement, the Minuet and Trio from his Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major, Opus 60. Here it is played for us by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood.
Thank you.
was the third movement, the Menuet and Trio from the Fourth Symphony of Beethoven. And the Academy of Ancient Music in that 1987 recording was conducted by Christopher Hogwood. Now for an excerpt from a Mozart opera. This time his opera written in 1782. Die Entführung aus dem Serail, The Abduction from the Seraglio. It's pretty much about a Constance, a Spanish lady and her maid, Blonde, and they've been removed to the palace of the Turkish Pasha Selim. He waits patiently in the hope that Constance will eventually learn to love him, but she is already smitten with Belmonte, a Spanish nobleman whose servant, Pedrillo, is in love with Blonde. Belmonte gains entrance to the palace, despite the misgivings of Osman, Selim's bodyguard, and an escape is planned. However, they're discovered by the ever-watchful Osman and sent before the Pasha, who is so moved by their obvious affection for each other that he lets all four go free. It's quite the story. So the bit we're going to hear is Ich baue ganz auf deine Stärke, which roughly means I rely entirely on your strength. And it appears at the beginning of the third and final act. It is midnight and the escape is now underway. And as part of the subterfuge, Belmonte is left to sing this amorous song in an attempt to cover for Pedrillo, who is otherwise mischievously occupied and who would normally be expected to be serenading his beloved Blonde at about this time. That's enough for me. Let's hear this one. Fantastic aria as sung by Peter Schreier, who's also directing the Staatskapelle Dresden.
Durch die Liebe
Was from Mozart's opera Die Entführung aus dem Serail, The Abduction from the Seraglio. It was Ich baue ganz auf deine Stärke. I rely entirely on your strength. And it was sung for us there by the fantastic German tenor Peter Schraer, who was also directing the Staatskapelle of Dresden. And now for a piece by a very fine New Zealand composer whose reputation is based mainly on his choral works. He's written a lot of instrumental and orchestral works as well, which are very fine. But David Hamilton is especially well known for his choral writing throughout the world, actually, not just in New Zealand. I'd like to play a 1984 setting that he did of the Nunc Dimittis, which basically means now let depart. It's the Song of Simeon, and it's used as a has been used forever as a canticle in Christian liturgy. So here is a 1984 setting of the Nunc Dimittis, which David says it was for a mixed voice choir he was conducting called Bel Canto, made up of students from Epsom Girls Grammar and Auckland Grammar Schools. And I'd like to play it for you now, as sung by Viva Voce, Auckland-based choir conducted by John Rosser.
Lord, thy gate is closed.
Lovely piece, lovely piece. David Hamilton, New Zealand composer. And actually, we were born in the same year, David and I. Complete contemporaries. Splendid chap, too. And the lovely piece he wrote in 1984, Nook, the setting of Nunc Dimittis, which was sung for us there by Viva Voce, Auckland Choir. And they were conducted by John Rosser. And now for a piano piece by Fauré. And he wrote, well, he wrote a lot of piano music, but in particular he wrote 13 nocturnes between 1875 and 1921. And there's a prime position for those in his output, and they're sort of generally regarded as his finest piano works. They were inspired by the works of Chopin, with Fauré quite happy to, you know, compose in forms and patterns established by Chopin earlier, the earlier Chopin. And in the case of the nocturnes, this meant contrasting serene outer sections with sort of livelier and sometimes more turbulent middle sections. They're not, as the title might suggest, based on emotions inspired by the night. Rather, they're sort of, you know, lyrical and impassioned. And this particular one comes from a set of three he wrote, from the Opus 33 set, between 1875 and 1882. It's in E-flat minor, and I'd like to play it for you now, as performed by Michael Houston. Thank you. There's the Nocturne, the number one Nocturne from Opus 33 in E-flat minor by Gabriel Fauré. It was performed for us there by New Zealand's own Michael Houston. Now for another piece of piano music, but this time arranged for violin and harp. It was an early piece by Maurice Ravel, another French composer, and it's called Pavane for a Dead Princess, and it's really one of his most popular pieces. He actually made a very fine transcription of it for orchestra, which is very popular with orchestras, and it's really one of his most well-known melodies, and I'd like to play this splendid arrangement for violin and harp as performed by Dawn Harms and Carolyn Mills. Thank you. Isn't that a lovely combination of instruments? I've always loved the combination of harp and violin. I think it works rather well, don't you? And that was a beautiful arrangement by, well, all it says on the CD cover, I don't know who these chaps are, arranged by Maganini and Lawrence. Who are they? I have no idea. And it's a famous piece by Ravel called Pavane for a Dead Princess. And it was played for us there by the American violinist Dawn Harms and her friend, also an American, but has been resident in New Zealand for some time now as principal harp with the NZSO. Her name is Carolyn Mills. Here's the Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel. And now for some Schubert piano music. And the second movement from a sonata, D566 in E minor, which various movements were written at various times in his life. It was begun in 1817, but there's sort of a checkered history on this particular piece, which I won't go into. And this fantastic performance is by German, Christchurch-based pianist Michael Endres. Second movement of the Sonata in E minor by Schubert.
Thank you.
What gorgeous playing. There was Michael Endres playing the second movement, the Allegretto, from the Sonata in E minor by Schubert, D566. That was a recording he made in 1995. It's, he's recorded a lot, and he's a very fine Schubert pianist, is Michael. Moving on to our final number for today's show, and it's a movement from a Mozart violin concerto. Yes, two bits of Mozart in the same show, my goodness. And it's, I think I may have mentioned this before, but it's extraordinary that at the age of 19, Mozart wrote his five concertos. Wonderful. Well, in the space of, well, there's a bit of a story. Between April and December of 1775, when he was just 19 years old, he wrote five concertos, but there's talk now that and evidence that the first one was written a couple of years earlier. So let's just say he wrote 2, 3, 4, and 5 between April and December of 1775. Still not a bad effort, four violin concertos, along with all sorts of other stuff that he'd have written at the same time. And they're pretty much written for himself to display his mastery of the violin when he was concertmaster of the Archbishop of Salzburg's orchestra. So I'd like to play you the first movement of the A major concertos, the fifth of the five concertos. Beautiful piece. And here it is played for us by Artur Grumio with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by Sir Colin Davis.
Thank you.
I love the way that man plays Mozart. It's just fantastic. Belgian violinist Arthur Grumio. Those recordings are from 1962, and I do like to feature them from time to time on this show. That was the first movement of the A major concerto by Mozart, number 5. And London Symphony Orchestra was with them, along with conductor Sir Colin Davis. Well, I'm afraid all we've got time for just now. I just love having your company with me on this show, and it's good to know there's people out there listening to beautiful classical music. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to join me at the same time next week in the listening room here on ORFM. Have a great week. Bye for now.
The School of Performing Arts is the creative heart of Otago University. We pursue our passions as performers, actors, composers, songwriters, directors, music producers, and dancers. Studying music, theatre, or dance enriches any student's experience and opens the door to lifelong enjoyment. If you want to learn how to express yourself and communicate with others, work in a team, solve problems, and think creatively, then come study with us.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.